Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Boyer, and as we near the halfway point of the football season, I thought now would be a great time to sit down with the coach of one of the most improved teams in the state. Now, some of you guys might remember leading up to the season, we did a bunch of podcasts from the preseason media days, and one in particular really stuck out to me at least, and that was the interview with Skyline's new head coach, Adam Schiermeier, who has done absolute wonders for the Coyotes over there. So he stated that the kids really just needed some discipline, and now sitting at 5-0 at this point in the season, the program is looking at their best start in recent history. So I'm super thankful to have him on the line with me to talk to me today. And so we're going to just dive right in.
Hello.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on a successful season so far. I know it's been a really big turnaround for Skyline. I was there on Thursday. That was a nice win for you guys.
Yeah, it was. It was. They're a decent football team and played all right. But, yeah, the meat is left. So we'll see.
When we talked before the season, you might have had, at least in my opinion, one of the most impressive interviews out of any new head coach in the Valley. And now we're halfway through the season. And I think you also can say you may have the most successful season so far 5-0. So, you know, how's the team continuing to improve for you, and how's the feedback been from them?
Well, you know, I do tell them a lot that we try to improve every day, and regardless, when we go to practice, we want to improve on something every day, get 1% better. And that's kind of a, you know, try to hammer that home as much as we can, that we're not always, you know, we want to enjoy the win. We give it 24 hours, and then it's on to the next opponent. But in terms of just overall growth, you know, I think it definitely helps being in 5A. And our schedule was very, very favorable where we could compete. And being able just to compete and give them a little bit of a taste of success, I think, has been a huge deal. I mean, after our first game, you know, we have seniors coming up to all the coaches crying because they're just elated with winning a game. And it was just the first game of the season. And I think some momentum has carried throughout. And, you know, I think that the back half of our schedule, we're in murder's row for our region. I mean,
you guys have a tough region.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I mean, any one of these teams could be in the playoffs. And so we've just got to really instill in them that, you know, the ultimate goal is to win a region title, get in the playoffs, and try to make a run at it. And that's, you know, that's what we want to do every year regardless. But I think that, you know, we're in a good position. We do have some momentum. The kids are buying in. I feel that it has been a difficult process, but you know, the support that we're getting, it also helps a lot.
Now, what kind of support have you gotten from the school itself? That, if you want to elaborate on that at all, that the kids have gotten that's helped them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the support is coming from the boys basketball coach. He takes the basketball team out on our away games and does a send off. We have parents in the parking lot waving to us as we leave for away games. We have our activities director gaining student support by getting a DJ in there. Our principal has just been unbelievably supportive. Just with everything, fundraisers, showing up off campus to fundraisers, you know, and the booster club, the community, the parents pitching in. You know, there's always room for more, but I mean, in terms of, it's way more than I could ever ask for.
Now, when you and your players had talked about kind of the whole change with Skyline football, it really came down to the fact that they just needed a little bit of discipline, and they responded really, really well to it. So why do you feel like some of the coaches before you might have been a little bit hesitant to enforce some of those rules or be the disciplinarian for these kids?
You know, I think I can only speak for myself. And so, you know, I've always felt that teenage kids, even young adolescents, they crave structure. And even though it might not be like, you know, ultimately what they think it should be, being consistent with it, they find out real fast how good it is for them. And, you know, I'm trying my best to be as consistent as possible with them in terms of discipline and structure, you know, and ultimately I think that they may not like me now, but hopefully 5, 8, 10 years later, they're calling back and they're saying, Coach, I just got a job with Business X, or, you know, I started a company, or, hey, I got promoted as manager, you know, thank you. And that's really, you know, not that I would have anything to do with it, but I hope I have a little bit in terms of molding them into becoming somebody who has their own discipline, being able to get up, setting your alarm, people are depending on you, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also remember earlier in the year, some of the players talking about how the teachers weren't really as fond of the football team. They kind of had a little bit of a bad rep before, and that's not the situation anymore. Now they're leaders on campus. They like to sit in the front of the classroom, all of that stuff. Do you feel like that kind of has gone hand in hand in terms of helping to invite the community in to be more supportive of you guys and kind of build a relationship with the surrounding community?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't want the football program to be looked at as, look at us, we're the football team. This is what we get to do. I want us to be looked at as we're servants for the community, servants for the school. So when somebody needs something, they know they could ask us and that they would get our help, because, you know, ultimately that's what we are. We're just servants. And even as coaches, we're servants to these kids to teach them, you know, to mold them into good humans and be productive members of society when they're done. So I think that plays a role into kind of the atmosphere on campus and in the community. You know, it's always a work in progress, and it's like I say, it's tough. But you know, I think if we just take one step at a time, and you know, someday at some point, hopefully, it's a lot easier, because of, you know, kind of the standard is the standard, and hopefully it becomes just a piece of the program.
You also had mentioned that you've gotten a ton of support from the students, the other athletes, the staff. Everybody at the school really has done a ton for you guys. But besides that, have there been any struggles? I mean, obviously turning a program around where they've really been struggling for a couple of years is not easy, but is there anything that's unique or specific to the Skyline job, or, you know, the Skyline High School area that has been a challenge for you that you have to kind of work around?
I think academics will always be a tough deal, just in general. And it doesn't matter what high school you go to. It's academically, you know, you want all your kids to graduate. And that's my main goal, is getting these seniors to graduate. You know, as a community or as a school, you know, we want to increase the graduation rate. And that's kind of one deal we're kind of working on as a staff, and doing things necessary to do that. And I think having, you know, when you go athletics and academics and you put those hand in hand, I think your coaches, whether it's badminton or swim or whatever it is, I think that's a big piece that has to be looked at and taken seriously. And, you know, we try our best to get them to take academics as serious as possible, because, you know, at the end of the day, we want them, the seniors especially, walking down down and getting their diploma. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, in terms of one specific detail, you know, I think it's all tough, honestly. It's rewarding every day, every minute. I love it. And I think it is very rewarding. You know, it has its times, but definitely would say it's very tough at times as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean,
I also had asked you earlier when I had saw you at the Mesa Unified Media Day, if there was anyone on the team who really had stood out to you. Now that we've got 5 weeks in, is there anybody who maybe you didn't anticipate to play as strongly that really kind of shined for you, or somebody who has gone above and beyond and you've seen their hard work truly pay off that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, yeah, that's a tough one because there's been, I feel like every game, there's always one kid that kind of steps in and steps up, and whether they're always doing the right things or whether sometimes they need redirected to do the right things. But I do think that our younger players, especially some of our sophomores, have been just doing an unbelievable job in terms of fitting in. And you know, and I'll just use a name right now, just because as a staff we talk about Timmy Bancroft. He was a freshman on the varsity team last year, where maybe in terms of readiness, maybe he wasn't ready. And so now you have mm-hmm. a kid who's 6'2", 165, 170 pounds, playing free safety for you. That really is, you know, he's still a sophomore, and we think of him as like a junior or an upperclassman because he was on the varsity team yet, but he's still a sophomore and he's learning and growing every game. Isaiah Robinson had a couple of big plays who got his first start on varsity. We start to shuffle kids around because what we're trying to do is match our personnel with the personnel we're playing and try to give us the most success. And eventually we'd like to get to the point where we can platoon guys, and we're not there yet, nor will we be this year, but I think that, you know, we always have a kid like against West Point. We had Gabe Tapia playing linebacker against three INTs. Brandon's been solid at his quarterback position.
He looked great against Dodgeville on Thursday last week.
He did, and he played a great game, and he graded out. That was his best week that he's had. So, you know, every week I feel like it's somebody new. And obviously Jordan Blake is Jordan. He doesn't say a whole lot, a smile here and there. But I mean, he clocks in, clocks out, and it's, he's just a workhorse. There's, you know, obviously our offensive line is opening up for our, for Jordan and our running backs. And Aikman Claridge is one of the defensive ends on the defensive side who just seems to be steady Eddie. He does his job, goes 100 miles an hour, and then has a joke to tell you about it. I mean, his attitude is unbelievable. He's one in a million, and you know, being a senior, we'll definitely need to lean on him towards these next few weeks.
Now, I know that you don't have a ton of seniors. You have a lot of juniors, though, and a couple of sophomores. So with that group of upcoming kids, what are you looking forward to the most? I mean, I don't want to get too ahead of things because I know it's one game at a time very much so. But when you look at the grand scheme of things and where the program's going, how does it make you feel about what your five-year plan might be for progressing the program forward with this group?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there should be some excitement, but you know, it's hard to look forward. I mean, to look to the next season. I don't want to do that, but you know, having a lot of returners is going to be a big help for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to, you know, I think the biggest thing, regardless, is going to be able to have our coaches who are on campus have an off season with them. Now, we had an off season where we're coming over in the morning and then we're going back to our other schools. And that's one thing. I mean, we got to see them in the weight room. We got to work them out. But being able to be in the off season with our kids, still holding them to high expectations and still really getting in depth and involved in a true off season and what it should look like and what a championship off season looks like with on-campus coaches. I mean, I think that's the biggest deal, where we have a ton of guys that will be back, some young guys that are coming up, and being able to run them through a championship off season. I think that's probably the biggest piece.
Well, you've been there, you got hired early 2022, correct?
Yes, yep.
So you've been there coming up on like 9 months, 10 months. Now it's, gosh, 30 October. But do you have a favorite memory with this group of individuals that maybe you want to share, or something that just makes you chuckle or you just think back on and it makes you smile?
You know, man, it's just like a heartstrings, because it's really – these kids, they were starving for. I mean, I'll be honest, they were starving to be successful, and I have nothing to do with it, and they're doing it all, and so I just say, here's what we're gonna do, and they execute. But you know, when you get a text message from kids, and it's not one, it's a lot, and they're just saying thank you, coach. That's all. They're just saying thank you. We've been waiting for this, or you know, it just the kids that I need no recognition, but I think when they thank you, it means more to me than really anything, any other win, that they're just starving, for a little bit of success. Maybe the five wins is all they have going on right now. Maybe we don't know what's going on in their daily lives or personal life, and this is a huge piece, because in some, you know, sometimes it is, sometimes football is an outlet, and I really appreciate it when those kids do things like that. You know, I might not say it enough to them, but that's the biggest piece, I think, for me, is when the kids reach out and just say thanks. And you know, I always have to respond back, well, we're not done yet. You know, we still got lots of work to do, but that piece, when they say that, I mean, it does. It means a lot to me.
I love it. I can understand how that would mean a lot. You know, you pour your heart and soul into this, and you never know, like you had said, you would hope that the boys come back in, you know, 5-10 years, call you and say that they got a job and thank you for, you know, the discipline you were able to instill in them. But it kind of makes it feel like, in those moments where you're kind of trying to instill discipline and you feel bad about it, you know you were doing the right thing, and it makes you feel like a little more confident. I don't want to say confident, but not so like the boys all hate you or just want to, you know, put your head on a stick.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. It makes it worth it, I guess, in the end, you know, where if, you know, holding them accountable and teaching them responsibility and using some of the discipline, and, you know, if they can come back and say, thanks, you know, I got a raise, or I got that promotion, or, you know, thanks, here's my daughter, or here's my son, this is my wife, you know, those are the things that,
yeah,
I mean.
I do have one last question, because we also talked about the music situation in the weight room, and I had kind of sort of given you an idea about playing your rival's fight song on repeat. Have you had to do that yet? And has the music situation improved, or are the boys still kind of trying to earn their music rights?
No rival fight song yet. No rival fight song yet. That's still on the back burner. I'm not sure if, you know, we've moved around. The current situation right now is 80s rock, and then I believe last week it was 90s rock. So some of those kids, they know, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime. It's very we can play some music that has a little bit of tempo to it, but mm-hmm. we know everyone else is going to keep their job at the end of the day. So that yeah. it's, and they like it, and it, well, at least they if they don't like it, they fake it like they do.
Well, it's better than nothing, I'm sure. So they yeah. like that. Well, Coach, is there anything else that you want to add about Skyline football? You know, how you've clearly enjoyed it there. You've done great. Just anything at all to add before we kind of just wrap things up?
Oh, I mean, it's I'm enjoying my time here. A few more gray hairs, but, you know, I really enjoy the staff. I enjoy the administration. I enjoy the classified staff, the security staff, the maintenance staff. They've all been really everyone here has been super awesome and super supportive. You know, and we even got a nice note from our custodial crew after a Friday night. Had it on my desk last week. It said, "Thank you. Your boys did a great job cleaning the locker room." So that means a lot.
That's really nice.
It means more that those are the things that mean more to me than anything else, is that we're teaching them how to be responsible. So.
I love it. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Schiermeier's done some really incredible things with the program, and as he mentioned, a lot of kids over there are going to be returning, so they really have a lot to look forward to, but first they've got to get through this region slate now. They have a bye this Friday before returning home next week to host Cactus Shadows on October 14th. Then they'll be on the road again on the 21st, visiting Desert Mountain before hosting Notre Dame Prep, and then traveling to Gilbert and closing out the season with a home game against Sunny Slope. So that's quite a remaining schedule for Skyline, but, you know, Coach has them disciplined, he has them locked in, and I think that they have a really good shot at finishing the season with a pretty decent record. So thank you all so much for tuning in to an all-new episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. Be sure you follow us on social media at SB Live Arizona. Tag us in your highlight videos and make sure you vote for our player of the week. It's up on our Twitter, so make sure you go ahead, vote for who you'd like to be our player of the week, not just for football, but we also have volleyball, and actually we have some other outstanding stars from other sports as well, so make sure you go give it a visit. We will be back soon with another episode. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Have a great week.